A sad story retells itself every winter in rural Alaska. People go out on the tundra and they don't come back. A group of Kasigluk students are working to change that story by creating affordable winter survival packs for their community. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports the packs could save lives and win thousands of dollars in prizes for their school.
Every year, usually, we have somebody that gets lost, and we hear of search and rescue having to go out and find them, and kids always worry about whether it's going to be one of their parents.
That's Natalie Kelly. She's the Akyuk Memorial School teacher leading the project with a team of 6th through 8th graders.
They come in every day, and they get started right away, and they work for hours just trying to come up with the best things possible.
The project is part of a national competition to win about $120,000 worth of technology. The annual Samsung Solve for Tomorrow contest challenges students to solve local issues while building enthusiasm for STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math. Akyuk won the state level earlier this month and has until February to submit their final project. The winter packs hold 3 items: shelter, heating pads, and a survival manual. To make them affordable for every home, the students are using materials found around the village. They're testing different shelter designs made from tarp and tent fabrics, making sure the structures withstand high amounts of snow and wind. And they're creating reusable heating pads using a solution of household chemicals, mainly baking powder and vinegar.
It takes like 3 hours to cook down, and the kids very patiently kept at it.
Their survival manuals add a cultural element to the project. The students are interviewing village elders about winter survival and compiling the information in a Yupik and English language guidebook. Callie says the classrooms involve elders and projects every year, and most students hold Yupik as a first language.
We want the community involved in the school, that there's this flow between what goes on in the community and what goes on in school, and that we all work together to support our students.
2 years ago, Callie's Akyuk team won state for creating a device that maps underwater currents beneath the ice to help in local search and rescue. The school won about $20,000 worth of technology for that project, which included multiple computers and tablets. Callie says for a small school of 85 students, the winnings provided a big boost.
The computers get used in 3 different classrooms for our reading program, and then the students are constantly using the tablets.
Akyuk will receive a similar package this year for winning state again. Seizing nationals could multiply that prize 6-fold. But the main goal, Callie says, is bigger than winning.
I want my kids to see that they can do anything that they want, but still be a part of their local community.
Callie says her students are already talking about STEM careers. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.